Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Trumpet Radio. This is Live by Every Word, and we're on 101.3 KPCG, online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Many people like to listen to our programming in podcast form, and those podcasts are available at thetrumpet.com and kpcg.fm, wherever you like to get your podcasts, and you can listen at your convenience. Well, when you look at modern religion, in particular what many people would refer to as Christianity, what you see is a hodgepodge of ideas, different thoughts and ideas that sound pretty good, but sort of mixed together. And what really happens is the actual truth of the Bible is clouded. You know, many people believe that if somebody's good in this life, they go to heaven when they die. And if they're bad, they go to a hellfire, as it is talked about. And sometimes people also talk about Christ and what he'll be doing, but aren't really sure of all the details of what happens after man dies. What is the future of man when he dies? What happens? Do people go to heaven? Do they go to hell? What is Christ's role in all of this? What about God the Father? There's a lot of ideas out there that are commonly talked about in general, but again, it's a hodgepodge, and it confuses the actual truth of what happens to mankind. God has a very specific plan in mind for human beings, and we need to look at God's Word and understand what God's plan for mankind is. And if you want to understand the truth of God's plan for mankind and what's going to happen to you individually, you have to understand God's annual holy days. You have to understand those holy days. And yet so few people know much about them or keep them. Now, part of God's plan is revealed in the fall festivals. Now, that includes the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. And the Feast of Trumpets explains that Christ is returning to this earth. It talks about the events that will be occurring right when he returns. And it talks about how he will do it and what his purpose will be. And then from that, it moves into the Day of Atonement, which talks about Satan being put away so we can't deceive people anymore. And then we move to the Feast of Tabernacles, which pictures this 1,000-year millennium after Christ returns, where mankind is going to learn the truth and be able to then develop the character of God and be born into the family of God, become actual spirit being, God beings. Now, none of that is understandable without understanding God's holy day plan. Mankind has had nearly 6,000 years to try to do things his own way. Now, scientists will say the earth has been here longer than 6,000 years, and that is very likely true. But mankind has not been. Mankind's only had 6,000 years, and we're about to the end of that time period now. And if you look at the history of man, the fruits of man have been basically wars. War, the history of man is a history of war, right? It's one war to the next. Just a history of violence and destruction and fighting. Notice this quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. It's free, and it's at thetrumpet.com. If you don't have it, please sign up for it. It says, in God's 7,000-year master plan of salvation, the first 6,000 years have been allotted to man to do as he wills. During these 6,000 years, civilizations have developed based on the way of Satan, who sits on the throne of the earth. And, of course, you can look into God's Word and see that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, Revelation 12 and verse 9, and other places, talking about the fact that Satan is the god of this world. He deceives the world. He's the prince of the power of the air. He broadcasts. And that's something that, again, many people don't understand. But right now, Satan does sit on the throne of this earth. And that's why we've had wars and violence and the problems that you see even today. The quote continues and says, Christ, at his return, will end Satan's rule and begin 1,000 years of God's rule, the rule of the kingdom of God on earth. A new civilization based on God's law will encompass the earth. Peace, happiness, and prosperity will soon be everywhere. God's holy day plan has great hope for all people. Everybody wants peace and happiness and prosperity, and yet it seems out of reach for most people. But it will be the way that all people live after Christ returns, if they obey God. Of course, they have to do their part. Notice, though, that the world is different today. Notice this passage in Ezekiel 28 and verse 15. This is talking about Satan the devil. And remember, he's the god of this world, and this is how he lives, how he rules with his form of government today. And we get some insight into him here in Ezekiel 28. Verse 15, it says, "You," talking about Lucifer at the time, "you were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you." Now, iniquity means lawlessness. So Lucifer was created as a perfect being. God created him, and he was perfect, and it could have been perfect for a long time. He was definitely trained in God's law and government. But then at some point, lawlessness was found in Satan. Verse 17 gives more insight. It says, "Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness." So we see here that Lucifer became full of lawlessness and vain. He was selfish, self-centered. He was wanting to take from others by any means necessary to get for himself. And of course, he tried to overthrow God himself. Now, that is the spirit that directs this world around us, this selfish, lawless attitude. That's the spirit, the attitude, the broadcast. It made Satan the adversary, that type of thinking. And he became an accuser of God's people and a liar and a murderer. And Christ talked about that, that he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So Christ has to come to get him off the throne of this earth, to replace him and change the way this world operates. No longer will this world be full of Satan's broadcastings, this vanity, this selfishness, this lawlessness. Instead, it's going to be God's law, God's way. And no more will people have to battle with Satan. He's going to be put away. The Day of Atonement talks about that. But we have to understand that there's going to be a dramatic change to this world. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. Christ is coming to put an end to Satan's way of living and thinking. And it's going to be a dramatic change. You know, you can just stop and think a little bit about how your life might be different. It's going to be quite a bit different when Christ returns. So first, though, in thinking about this, let's be reminded of some background on how God pictures his plan for mankind. We need to understand this. Here's a quote from the Correspondence Course. It says, "God uses the spring and autumn agricultural harvests of the land surrounding Jerusalem as symbolic types of his spiritual harvests of humankind." And so, again, if you have much familiarity with agriculture and the way it works, I think basically people understand that there are these two types of harvests. There's a spring and an autumn harvest. And of course, the autumn one is much larger. It says the spring festivals picture those God has been calling to become his spirit begotten children as the first fruits. And you can read more about that in James 1 and verse 18. It says the relatively small beginning of a spiritual harvest of all humankind into his divine family. That's the first fruits, those that God has called. Those that he has called today, and God the Father has to do the calling. John 6 and verse 44 talks about that. People can't just choose to come to God. God has to call them. And then when he calls them, they have to make a choice on what they'll do. But God calls those that have a great chance of obeying him today. And so these spring festivals that occur at that time of the year, those holy days, that pictures what God was doing with the first fruits and what he is doing with the first fruits, that history and what continues on today. But then it says in the early autumn, the festivals of the later harvest season picture God calling the rest of humanity to salvation after Christ's return. And so again, any religion you can look at in the world, they typically think that they are right and that everybody else is wrong. And that's kind of where it sits. And if people don't come to believe as they do, well, there's no hope for them. But God has a plan for everybody. Now, everybody will have to come to obey God, certainly. But he'll give everybody an opportunity to do that. And it extends beyond just this life. For those God doesn't call today, they'll have their opportunity when they're resurrected. But God wants as many as possible in his kingdom and in his family. So, again, God's religion, his truth, is all-inclusive. But again, it's in the season that God calls people, and he doesn't call everybody today. Today is a small first fruit harvest. But in that fall harvest, which God's fall holy days picture, especially the Feast of Tabernacles, then it shows that God's going to bring the whole world in and teach them. And then most people will accept his truth. There may be some that don't, but most will. The quote continues and says, the Feast of Trumpets, and that's, of course, a fall holy day that kicks off the fall holy day season. It says, in a sense, is the focal point, the central pivotal holy day in God's plan. It not only pictures the terrible time of misery and war to befall this generation, but also the intervention of Christ to save mankind from total annihilation and to establish the kingdom of God on earth. It also pictures the coming of Christ to resurrect the first fruits from the dead. So there's a lot that is pictured by the Feast of Trumpets, and then again it moves into the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. So there's massive changes coming to this world. It's going to be a different world. It's going to be God's world. And there's going to be just a completely different way of living. And the government's going to be different. It's going to be the government of God. It won't be the government of Satan anymore. And it won't be men trying to rule other men in dictatorships or democracies or whichever way. There's all kinds of different governments of man out there, and they've all failed at some point. Everything's going to be different. Christ isn't coming back to sort of patch up the world that we have now. He's coming to change it. It's going to be different, and we have to be ready for that change. Christ's return ushers in the millennium, which is the 1,000-year period when the resurrected saints will rule on this earth with Jesus Christ. Satan's way is going to be stopped forever, and I think we're all probably getting pretty sick of it. I'm pretty sick of the division and the hatred and the violence, and it hasn't even, you know, come to full fruition yet, but certainly we can see it building. And so that this millennial time period that's coming, pictured by the Feast of Tabernacles, what are people going to learn? What is mankind going to learn at that time? Well, let's take a look at a few things that God will teach. And he's going to need his first fruits to help teach as well. Notice Isaiah 11 and verse 9. Isaiah 11 and verse 9, talking about that time period after Christ returns, this millennial time period. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the eternal as the waters cover the sea. And so it's a great word picture there. There's water all over this earth, lots of it, especially if you stand at the ocean edge or you fly over the ocean or you take a boat to a great lake or something. You see water. I mean, there's just so much of it. And in the seas there especially, there's going to be knowledge like that. God's knowledge is going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. It's not going to be hidden anymore. It's going to be completely out there, open to people. They're going to be taught, and they're going to have their minds open to understand it. So man's going to learn the truth of God. Well, who's going to teach the truth of God? Those that are learning it today, the first fruits. There needs to be teachers of God's truth. Mankind in the millennium, after Christ returns, they will be offered salvation. Salvation will be open to all of mankind. Notice Zechariah 14, verses 8 and 9. Zechariah 14, verses 8 through 9, it says, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be, and the Eternal shall be king over all the earth. And in that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. And so Satan won't be ruling on this earth anymore. Christ is going to be king over all the earth at that time. He's going to be king. He's going to be leading and ruling. And of course, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because there are other kings and other lords, king priests, that rule under him. And that's his first fruits today. And they rule to teach. And so mankind can be offered salvation. They can have their minds open to God's truth. Very shortly, there's going to be a lot of students that are going to need a lot of very qualified teachers. Notice this passage here in John 7. Let's look at John 7 and verse 37. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So this time period is coming when Christ returns, where he's going to offer salvation to all of mankind. Notice this quote from the booklet, Pagan Holidays Are God's Holy Days, which, that's at thetrumpet.com. It's free. It was written by Herbert W. Armstrong. Please request that if you don't have it. It says, the waters are literal as well as figurative. God often pictures his spiritual plan by material events. In that day, the earth will be safely inhabited, and the Holy Spirit will be granted to all mortal flesh. See, God's Spirit will be open. It will be offered freely, which hasn't been done since Adam and Eve, right? Because God had to cut off the tree of life. And he's only given his Spirit to the few that he's called the first fruits. But at that time period, after Christ returns, then as Christ said there, look, you can come and drink. Come and drink, because it'll be offered freely at that time. It's going to change things in a dramatic way on this earth. Because again, Satan's way is a way of vanity and selfishness and self-centeredness. He broadcasts that attitude and that spirit. And so that's the world that we live in today. And you see it bubbling up all over the place. The division, the fighting, the violence. One group saying, you know, everything's unfair, and the other group saying, no, it's not. And, you know, everyone getting into arguments about things. Satan's the author of that. Satan's the one that thinks things aren't fair. And he's bitter and he's angry. And he's trying to stir up division. He's a divider and a destroyer. But when Christ returns, that all changes. And so the world changes. No longer is Satan's spirit out there, but God's Holy Spirit is there. What a difference that makes. It makes all the difference. It's like a desert getting water, and all of a sudden it blossoms and it blooms, right? It was a dead desert before, but now with water, it comes alive. Well, this world is a spiritual wilderness. It's a desert. But when God's Holy Spirit is made available, it blooms. It grows. It blossoms. And that should be the case in individuals' lives too. For those that receive God's Spirit, then there needs to be fruits of the Holy Spirit. Notice this quote from the correspondence course. It says, during the millennium, all mankind will learn God's truth and be offered freely salvation and sonship in God's family. Most will choose to obey God and will be born into the family of God. And we, the first fruits, you know, if God's called you and is working with you today, and you're baptized and you have God's Spirit, it says, we first fruits reaped into God's family at Christ's return will assist Christ in reaping that great spiritual harvest of human beings into the divine family of God. The Holy Days and the Feast of Tabernacles, it pictures just this amazing time period, these fall festivals and into the feast. It pictures this amazing time period of Christ's return, Satan being put away, and then the millennium. And of course, the last great day after that, everyone having an opportunity, having a chance to learn God's way, to be offered salvation. And what's the difference between that world and this world? Well, the world today is ruled by Satan. As we read there in Ezekiel 28, his attitude, full of vanity and selfishness and hatred and violence, that's the spirit that permeates this world today, that rules this world today, that influences people today. And when he's put away and Christ is ruling this earth, that spirit and broadcast won't be there anymore. Instead, it'll be the Holy Spirit of God. That'll be offered to people. And it'll change their thinking, it'll change their attitudes, it'll change their outlook. They'll probably shake their head and think, what were we doing? Why were we fighting with each other all the time? But it seems normal today because Satan broadcasts it. It's going to be a much different world, and we have to understand that Christ isn't coming back to sort of patch up the world that we see today. He's coming to change it completely, and he needs teachers that know how to use God's Spirit, that can teach others how to use God's Spirit, how to obey God, and help them develop the character they need to also then be born into that very family of God. Without God's holiday plan, it's confusing out there. What's happening in this world? Where is it leading? What's the point of religion? What's the purpose of it? We need to understand God's holy day plan. And when we do, then we can understand where we are today in prophecy, where we're heading, and the wonderful future that God has in store for all of mankind. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Again, if you haven't signed up for the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, please do it. It's free and it's at thetrumpet.com. Also request Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, which that's free, and that gives you some great insight into God's Holy Day plan. That's also at thetrumpet.com. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.